of Allah Ta'ala wa Ta'ala, where we enjoy links of Allah and connection to Allah. That Haji, he felt this in the place of Arafah. When he went out for Ziyarah, after being cleaned out, and he felt that connection, he should feel that connection with Allah Ta'ala wa Ta'ala. And now to preserve it, to bring it back for the Ummah, and distribute it, that the change has to come in my life. And all those he made dua for, and all those that make dua also to be there. More than ever before, now is the time for us to change our life and turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. Wa ghaffara dhanbak. May Allah forgive their sins and our sins also. That we become maghfurun inda Allah. In the eyes of Allah, all our sins are forgiven completely. The Hajj is turning back with a new slate. That the day his mother gave birth to him, Allah enabled him to take one more step in the path of Allah, one step in Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, with the bake on his tongue, the muhabbat of Allah in the heart, bearing the heat of those blessed lands. We can imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the heart of the mu'min can't help it. His heart only goes back to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. We look in the past. There's the glory days of Islam which we yearn for once again. One is now to make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us a good government. But more than that, the mu'min hasn't come into this world to be ruled. Allah sent the Muslims to rule. To be happy with few crumbs of the government, to be happy, ulama explained, to be happy and pleased with kufr dominance. That the kufr to rule over us, to be happy with kufr government, we tend to come to kufr also. The ummah hasn't come to be ruled. We have been sent to rule to show the world what is Islam is about. So therefore we should make dua once again. Ya Allah, give the ummah that izzat once again. Where we have dominance in the world, not by the sword, by artillery, by a'mal. That we rule the hearts of people and show them the beauty of Islam. You see, we hear the misconception around the media, slavery in Islam, barbarism, Islam spread the sword, etc. No such thing. When it came to slavery also, you find in Sharia so many a'mal, where you have to have a mishap. You break your fast, or you break your promise. What's the kafara? Free a slave, free a slave, free a slave. Not keep a slave. We encourage now, free a slave. Person makes tawaf, the reward as if he's freed, as if he freed 10 slaves in the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Free the slaves. The Islam has come to rule. Now we are following the news so diligently. Who will be the cabinet? Who will be there? How much time we are losing right now to get the maghfirat of Allah? That will not give us the forgiveness of Allah. We have to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is our misfortune. Our misfortune, unfortunately, we are born in a kufr world. We haven't seen an Islamic world where Islam will prevail, where salah becomes easy, to perform our sunnahs after Jum'ah becomes pleasurable. For to read nafil namaz, I don't want to miss out the rewards from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To read Quran every day. Now to get the Hibs boy to the Hibs class, to make him read Quran at home has become such a burden right now. Illa mashallah. For Fajr Salah, even so late, has become a difficulty. Every amal now has become adverse, has become difficult to come onto the amal. And we're trying to put our deen in, little bit here and there, little bit here and there. But then we go for the holidays. Our holidays are no holidays. Holidays is a change of ibadat. That now I was in the shop, I was working, and now a change of ibadat. Our life is deen. Our life is deen, our life is sunnah. We are working for the akhirat. We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We work for him. The deen he left behind for us, he are working for that deen. That deen has to prevail. The help of Allah has to come to the ummah. For us is no holiday. Our holiday is in the qabr. Place of istiraha, place of rahat and sukoon. There we make aram. Here we invest at dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, dunya is a farm, kheti hai, is a farm for akhirat. How much you will plant over here? One tasbih, one takbir, one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar. The reward we can't even fathom. Allah Ta'ala shows the rewards in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as an appetizer, that ummati do it. Plant how much you can here. And where you will reap, where you see the fruits, where you see the sweetness of your amal, in akhirat. There you will enjoy. Here you can bear the heat, you can put an aircon, put the heater if it's cold, etc. There we can't. There's no emergency lighting in the qabr. There's no aircon in the qabr. I want on Durood Sharif. I want on Durood Sharif. How much I can invest? Right now, dunya is just taking us in. So we grew up in this world where now everything to us is to get an education, as if this wahi has come down. If you don't get this, what's going to happen to you? We have a'mal to draw from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to gain the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then the dua for the haji, وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ. May Allah ta'ala replace whatever you have spent in the path of Allah. Allah's qudrat, whatever we spend in the path of Allah, our efforts also. Our physical efforts we are giving in the masjid, we're reading our sunnahs, we're reading our fara'id, our nawafil. Allah will preserve our health. Allah will preserve our minds also, reading Quran Sharif. Promise of Allah, read Quran Sharif in your old age. Allah will preserve your memory, Alzheimer's, dementia. What's the solution? Read Quran Sharif. Read Quran Sharif. Allah has given us all the simple a'mal to adopt it, and no one is stopping us. Ulama say, the riwayat that comes also, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي رَدَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى الْوَسَاوِسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَلْ. They all praise you to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that reduced the effect and the plan and plot of shaitan to just a whispering. All praise to Allah, Allah reduced the plots and plans of shaitan to just a whispering, that's all. Allah hasn't given him more power than that, it's only to whisper in your heart. But how convinced we get, because our guard is down, the radar of sunnah, the radar of taqwa is down, the system is down. The alarm system is down, we're not connected to the house of Allah, we're not connected to the mashayikh. So we are trial and error. They say, taste first and ask whether it was permissible or not. No, ask first before I do anything. Is it correct? Is it right? But we say, do it first and then ask thereafter. Then damage control. So whatever the hadith spirit is the path of Allah, may Allah replace it. And the ayat we have read will answer. We can see how time is going right now from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Therefore we advise our satis and ourselves. We just start living our lives now from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, for this week, Alhamdulillah, no qaza namazes. Prepare for what? We are preparing now our lives beyond mort also. We are earning a living the way we are working beyond our death also. We don't know when mort is going to come. Possibly today is my last sajda, my last durood of this Jumu'ah today. I don't know. We heard in the last 2 weeks, ma'asum young girl, 4-year-old, loses her life. In Hajj, the first day of Hajj, the youngster passes away. The last day of Hajj, the mother passes away. Never thought now that she'll see her children back home, buried with her son in Makkatul Mukarrama. Do you know when's our last sajda? When's our last ruku? When's our last surah Fatiha? Our last durood sharif? The time is racing right now. But the ummah is halting. I still got time. I still have time. Ask the father, what your son is doing? He's doing hijj. I told him quickly, next year back to school. Illa lillahi. Give him the hipsters. Give his life to Quran Sharif. Allah will sustain him. A dog comes to our door 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. We'll throw one roti to him. Let him give his life to Quran. Allah will give him roti. Allah will give him. Allah will sustain him. But we have this fear that deen is not sufficient. That he has to do something. Yes, he has to be constructive. He has to be productive. But in his heart is becoming an alim, becoming a hafiz al Quran. Open the doors for him. Allah will open the doors of Jannah for us. So Allah Ta'ala has given us his time when asked. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam. That time is going very quickly. We don't preserve your time. You don't conserve it. You don't invest your time. One second, ulama explained the seer of this ayat. Allah Ta'ala taking a qasam by the qasam of time. O Ummat, O Muslim, O mankind, preserve your time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ or else you'll get a loss. You lost the time. If the qasam is on time, or the qasam, the oath Allah Ta'ala takes on the asr namaz, wal asr. That, oh Ummah, don't lose your asr namaz. Very important salah, especially now in the winter months, where the Ummah is coming late for Salatul Asr. Coming late for Salatul Asr. 4 o'clock is Jamaat, I can't make it. 5 minutes before Maghrib, 10 minutes before Maghrib is Makruh time. Understand carefully, my dear brothers, for men to perform Salah with Jamaat in the Masjid is wajib. Is that Nafil or Sunnah? is wajib. If I don't make it to the masjid for salah or jama'ah, I will not get the full reward. I lost. I suffered a loss for my salah. Who wants to be a loser? Who wants to be a loser? I don't want a loss in my life. I can't take it. And our capital of time. Here, our time is our main capital. This capital is fluid, is liquid. You can't store it. You can't keep it away. I'll use it later. Put it in the tijori, put it in the box, put it in the safe. Keep it away. I'll use the time later. It won't happen. The time passed, it passed. At the time I could do so many things. You wish for my akhirah, 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, 10 times salawat in the evening. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam says, on the day of Qiyamah, I will intercede for you. You won't have to stand out in the sun. Here we can't stand now when it comes to the, when it comes to home affairs. You say, how can we stand outside so long? Looking for a contact. Nabi of Allah says, I'm your contact already. I'm already your contact. How much time is getting wasted? We're just sitting on the cell phone and then nobody falls asleep. Open Quran Sharif and the youngster will write, open Quran, the sleep just comes. Can't stay awake. But open the cell phone, then hours go by. And just to see what's happening, just layani, futility. Then we need to go fishing, we need to go hunting. Sports, hobbies, ummat is... Subhanallah, if the people of Gaza has to see what we're doing with our wealth, they're starving to death right now. At least we can have some ghirat, have some shame in us. Ya Allah, how can I? Day of Qiyamah, they will catch our hand. Our mashayikh are saying, Qiyamah's day, they're part of the ummah. The building is collapsing, we'll call the engineer. What you did here, how come? That corner is now weak. The entire thing is collapsing. He said, well, you want corner, don't worry about it. He said, no, don't worry, something is going to happen soon. They also want corner of the ummah, they are collapsing. Nabi of Allah has given us a weapon of dua. We have to make dua for them. Qiyamah, they'll ask what you did for us. We make dua at least. We spend the path of Allah on your name. That is why ulama say right now, up to zameen garam ho gayi. The earth has become hot right now with the anger of Allah. Who is there to cool it? Who is there? How can I go right now to a place which is displeasing to my Allah? Time is running out right now. How to preserve this time? One is time, one is Salatul Asr. Oh, one is the Asr time. The time of Asr Salat, Mubarak time. Where the Malaika are going to change shifts right now. What amal are you doing? What are you engaging right now? If you only know the value of this time. If only we can preserve one moment, the Hujjaj went. And we heard about the heat of the Haramain. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said also in regards to his own Hajj. Allahumma hajjatan la riya'a fi'a wa la sum'a. Allah grant me such a hajj. There's no show, no ostentation, no sum'a also. Nobody even talks about it. Everything was good. The heat also was good, alhamdulillah. The crowd also was beautiful. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, one of our great teachers. He would say that the time I used to enjoy the most is when I used to go to the roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the madaf, where people are pushing me around. They're jostling, somebody is nudging me, somebody is off my feet, almost falling. He said, how I enjoy myself. Ya Allah, all in your love. All in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The heat also, Ya Allah, for you I'm bringing. He says, enjoy those moments. So everything is good. No ostentation, no show, no riyah, not even talking. Everything was good, alhamdulillah. This Mubarak time of Asr Salah, this is the time the Malaika are changing the shifts. What a'mal are you engaged in right now? You lost your capital or you invested it? The haji had to book his ticket, had to wait for accreditation. Then already book his package quickly before expiry time, put in the deposit, pay everything. Nothing is perfect. Haji must understand, dunya is a place of imperfection. He was promised everything, even the agent is makhluk and creation. Is that some khuda or some god? He also has imperfections. Nothing is perfect. In the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming from Madinah Munawwara, from Makkah al-Mukarramah, with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they come and they camp near Makkah al-Mukarramah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu asked his slave, bring the camel with the luggage of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and my bags also. He says to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, last night the camel went missing. And whose luggage? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If mine goes missing, at business class, how come it went?
priority passed ahead. Who was priority? Rasulullah. Even his bags were missing. Abu Bakr Siddiq were upset that he's shouting this name. Nabi of Allah smiled. If you look at this muhrim, look at this man in ihram fighting with the slave. And by the evening, the bags came back. The danger of the Sahaba Ikram came, they brought food, etc. Even in that suffer of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, then Hajj also, there was the cliff, there were difficulties. But everything invested for the Akhirat. So how the Hajj also, even all the way for Hajj, all the difficulty, all the heat, and then sometimes the services are not there. Who was supposed to be there wasn't there. Arafat, Mina, he didn't get his bed, he didn't get his sofa, there was no food available sometimes. All at the cliff he went. But the time was invested for the Ummah to invest our time. How simple. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you invest your time 100 times Subhanallah in the morning, 100 times Subhanallah in the evening, Allah will give you the reward of 100 Hajj. 100 Hajj. Allah Akbar, we can imagine the day of Qiyamah. How simple, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. By myself, I don't have the time. Sit in the car or in the phone is vibrating. Vibrating or tasbih away, vibrating or concentration away. There's no time to do Subhanallah. How long will it take? We don't even need a glass of water also. We'll make you thirsty also. 100 times Subhanallah in the morning, 100 times in the evening. Allah will give the reward of 100 Hajj. We know for the Hajj how many years we are waiting, how many ummatis are waiting. So if we will not invest our time, Allah says that you will suffer a loss. You will suffer a loss. And the Ummah does not engage himself in A'mal right now. When time is running out, as we said, prepare our lives, prepare our mind for one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. I'm living from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, keep you with salamah till next week Jumu'ah. Then I see another Friday. In that 1 week, Ya Allah, no guna, no sin, no television, no YouTube, no haram activity, no temptations. Ya Allah, you protect me. There's a beautiful wazifa Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam give the Ummah also, specifically for the day of Jumu'ah. After the Salatu Jumu'ah, 7 times Surah Fatiha. Doesn't take us long. 7 times Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. 7 times Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. And 7 times Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. Surah Fatiha, and over 3 Quls. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, guaranteed Allah will protect you. Mashayikh mentioned, we tried this, and the tafsir interpretation of this wazifa is, Allah will protect your deen first. Allah will protect your deen. Sometimes you will slip away in guna and sin, the wazifa protecting you. Some loss of dunya, you see, to protect your deen and your dunya. Small investment. How long will it take us? 7 times Surah Fatiha, 7 times Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. Guaranteed, Allah will protect your deen from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. With the barakat of this, we hope from Allah, we'll die upon Iman. To die upon Iman, Allah will save from guna and sin for the week. That I want to go towards sin and guna, I want to put the deen on, I want to pop some drugs into my mouth, I want to move some haram relationship, Allah will put a block. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ Allah will become the block. The simple a'mal we have, the time is running out right now. How much we can invest, and we see, take stock of our day. How much of time is just passing by. Ulama is saying, use every second to build our akhirat. Sometimes you're just boiling the kettle also, waiting somebody to open the door, you're just sitting idle. 5 times Durood Sharif, 5 times Istighfar. By making Istighfar and using the words of Istighfar, ulama is saying, نَسْتَغْفِرُ wa natubu ilayh. Nastaghfirullah. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. And we make tawbah and make intention, Ya Allah, and make istighfar for the entire ummah right now. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah. And cool the zameen and the ground, Ya Allah, and send your help and nusrat. Allah will listen. Allah will change it. We make the istighfar. We just boiling the kettle, waiting outside. We rang the bell. We in the car. We muted. We just looking around. Time is going. We can't store this time right now. How much we can invest of our akhirah to conclude? One is our amal after Jumu'ah Salah. We should not be running out right now. Right now, brothers in Gaza are running for their lives. We're not running for our lives. Nothing is running away. We can take our time out, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read our sunnahs, nafils, make a dua for them. We got 7 times we can read our Durood Sharif. And then, us. 100 times subhanallah in the morning, evening, 100 hajj is what Allah will give us. And every day, ulama say, salatul sharaq we need. 15, 12 minutes after sunrise, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, Allah will give you the reward with his 2 rakats after sunrise. 15 minutes after sunrise, Allah will give you the reward of complete hajj and umrah. One businessman, he says, Marana, I like money. I don't like to suffer. Loss. I want to score where I can score. But the ishraq namaz to wait is a bit difficult. So what I do after my farz of fajr namaz, I just tell myself that I'm putting on my haram right now and I'm making labbaik. And I'm waiting to go to mataf. So I wait 15 minutes and I'm going for umrah now. I said, what umrah are you waiting for? Salatul ishraq. Read my ishraq namaz. I got my reward for complete hajj, complete umrah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend our time correctly. By us spending our time, we'll be strengthening those weak parts of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.